Praise God. We're excited tonight to continue. And actually tonight, I'm going to finish up the seven keys in the Lord's Prayer. We've been talking about prayer and the Lord's Prayer and our own series called Let Us Pray. And tonight we're going to continue in that series. And I'm excited because God has just been speaking and pouring into us through His Word. And I love this passage of Scripture. It's in Matthew chapter 6. And we are looking at the Lord's Prayer. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Teach us how to pray." And He said, "When you pray, pray in this manner." And He gave them a pattern to pray. And this is something that we've been learning, and God's been showing us and opening our eyes to new things and new levels of prayer. And so tonight, we're going to continue a little bit further. If you remember, last week we talked about forgiveness. It was Matthew chapter 6, verse 12, "Forgive us our debts as we've forgiven those who have debted against us," or that we must forgive. God has called us to be a people who forgive. God is a God who forgives, and we must be a people who forgive. And when we do that, it unlocks God's favor, His power, His potential in our lives. So tonight, I'm excited to move forward. I'm gonna hit points 5, 6, and 7 tonight. We're gonna rapid fire tonight. So buckle up your seatbelts and get ready, because I believe God is going to show us His Word and open up some new revelation and strength through His Word. How many love God's Word in this place? How many love God's Word? All right, so look, I kind of get weary of talking to you guys and preaching to you guys, and y'all are quiet. So, you know, just talk back to me. It's okay. If you like something, if something's speaking to you, say, "Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. Good. You're preaching. You preach that. That's good." And it ain't going to bother me at all, because I believe that sometimes when the Word is enlightened to us, that we become alive because of His Word. You know that? God's Word makes us alive. And so when we hear it, it becomes something comes alive in us, and we're going to praise Him for it. Amen? So tonight, we're going to look at the next one, 5. This is the fifth key in the Lord's Prayer. And the fifth key is this: God directs and the enemy is defeated. God directs and the enemy is defeated. Also want to remind you too, if you haven't already, you can download the Victory Church app and you can log in to the youth page. It's free. It's a free app and free service. And you can pick up all the messages that we've preached so far in the series in prayer. And if you've missed some, you can always go back and listen to those on the Victory Church app. All right. Praise God. This is 5. God directs, the enemy is defeated. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 6. Verse 13, it says, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." See, Jesus was teaching His disciples how to pray this day, and He says, "This, when you pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses or our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And this is where we're at tonight. But I want to give you something real quick here. So if you're a note taker, you're going to heaven. Amen. Thank you. If you're not, then You're probably going to heaven. Don't worry. It's all right. Don't get scared. But it's important to take notes. How many of you, it's great to take things, write things down and to remember them? The devil hates it when you take notes. Do you know that? He hates that, man, because he knows you're going to remember it. So listen, I want to give you six words right here. So this is 6 words. And I was asking the Lord about this, and I was talking to Him about this, this passage of Scripture. And I was like, "God, just give me some real punctuated words that will help us to remember how to pray in these areas." And He gave me these words. Listen to this. Write these down. Are you ready? You ready to type? Can you type fast? Here it goes. Praise, perspective, provision, pardon, as in P-A-R-D-O-N, protect, and power. They all start with a P. Do you get that? It's pretty cool. Praise, perspective, provision, pardon, protect, and power. This is good, man. This is good stuff. I was like, "God, this is good." God was preaching it to me. I was like, "This is so good, God. I can't wait to tell everybody. This is awesome." Are you ready? Are you buckled up? Are you ready to hear this? Praise, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Praise. It's our praise. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. That is our perspective. It is our perspective. We see not from heaven, but we see through heaven's eyes, not through earth's eyes. We see through God's perspective, through God's provision, God's point of view. It is His perspective. Praise, perspective, provision. It says, "Give us this day our daily bread." It's our provision. God provides. We are not our provider. He is our provider. God provides for every part of our lives. If you think that you have control of it, then you have already lost control, because God is in charge. And if you relinquish that to Him and say, God, You are my provider, it is all about You. Praise, perspective, provision, pardon. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Forgive us our trespass. Forgive us our sins. He has pardoned us once and for all. Jesus gave His life so that we can be free. The blood of God, Jesus, was shed so that we might be free. The pardon is ours. Forgiveness is ours if we will forgive. We have to be willing to pardon to be pardoned. Pardon and protect. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God's divine protection over our lives, over everything that is in us. We're going to talk about that tonight. And power. For Yours is the kingdom, and Yours is the power, and Yours is the glory. It is You, Jesus. So here it is. Praise, perspective, provision, pardon, protect, and power. This is the Lord's Prayer, all summed up in 6 words. So tonight we're going to continue talking at the 5th key here. God directs and the enemy is defeated. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We have to learn to pray God's direction over our lives. His plans, His peace in our circumstances. Listen, oftentimes we pray, I'm like you. I'm like, God, tell me what I need to do next. Show me the way. Lead me into Your righteous places. Lead me into Your path. Lead me into and guide me into Your truth. And oftentimes that leading is hard to hear. Anybody ever been there? You just like, God, just show me the way. And you're like, hello, I'm listening. And it feels like crickets, you know, chirping in the background. And there's no answer. Am I the only one? Are you guys awake tonight? All right. So listen, but I'm here to tell you, God is always leading. And a lot of times He leads with His peace. Have you ever been into a situation where you're just unsure about things, but then the peace of God just washes over you and you're like, wow, I feel this peace come over me. Anybody ever experienced that? It's just like this peace that floods down through you and you realize that God is in control and that you don't have to worry and fear. I'm telling you, God leads with His peace. I want you to hear that. God leads with His peace. So He says, so the scripture here is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God wants to be the director of our life. He wants to direct and lead and guide us. I love this passage of scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. How many want God's prosperity, His hope, His plans, His future to come to pass in your life? How many want that? Is anybody in here awake? You want God's plans. If that's you, say, I want that. So God desires to direct our lives and give us those directions by His grace and by His mercy. So I want to ask you this question. Why is it that we need to pray God's direction? We're going to attempt to answer this question tonight, but why is it that we need to ask for God's direction? Why do we need to ask God's direction? Why do we need to ask for His direction? Why do we pray and say, God, direct me, lead us? Why do we pray this? The first thing, as I want to tell you, is because we will be lost without Him. We will be lost without Him. So a little while back, we were traveling and we were doing some family time and we went down to Panama City Beach and we were hanging out down there doing some fun things. And there's this maze down there. And some of you have been through the maze at Panama City Beach. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's this giant plastic walls. They're like 6, 7 foot, 8 foot walls. And this just giant maze. And you walk around. Anybody ever been in a maze before? And you walk around and you're just like, and then you turn and there's a dead end. Oh man, dead end. And you go back way and there's a dead end. And you just like, I don't know where to go. And you go, you think you've got it figured out. But once you think you got it figured out, you realize that you've completely messed up. And now you got to backtrack all the way back around and try to get to where you're going, right? Well, so I remember we did this. And there was a bunch of us, family members that were there, and we went through the maze, and a lot of us came out of the maze, and we were done. But at the end of the maze, there was this high bridge, this really high, not a bridge, it was a big, like a tall gazebo thing, really high. And you could stand up there, and you could see every head in the maze. You know, they're kind of zigzagging, and they look around, and you say, oh, hey, I see you. You know, and so what we were doing is we were saying, wait, turn left, turn right. Wait, no, no, that's the wrong way. Back up. What? No, come this way, over here. What? You know, and so we were helping them trying to get direct through the maze and make their way out. Why? It's because I had a better perspective. I could see above. I could see all of the maze right there. I could just see everything right there. You guys know what I'm talking about? And it's really helpful to have somebody that maybe has done the maze before. And you can just say, I'm going to go with them because they know where they're going, right? And I'm not going to get lost, you know, that way. And so, or you have somebody directing, say, wait, hey, look, turn left, turn right. See, God, listen. God is trying to help direct us through the maze of our life. We keep running into to dead ends. Boom. We keep walking over here and boom, another dead end. And then we think, well, maybe let's try it again. Boom. We'll go back the same way. And we just feel like we're just stuck in an endless maze that has no exit. Now, how many of you have ever been in a maze and you got a little bit scared? You're like, I just can't get out of this maze and I'm a little bit freaked out and I don't know where I'm going and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I'm a little scared and, you know. Or how about this? How many of you have ever been when you were younger, not yesterday, but when you were younger, some of you maybe yesterday, you were in a store with your parents and, you were like, ooh, pretty. And you picked up something, ooh, that's pretty. And you're like, ooh, that's so pretty. And you look back and everybody's gone. Ah! I know some of you did that yesterday, Toby. No, I'm just kidding. But you know what I'm talking about, right? You're like, you saw something, it's like, ooh, that's neat. Look at the toy. It's a squeaky thing. Wicker, wicker, wicker. And you're like, playing with the toy, and then you're playing with the thing, you're throwing, kicking stuff, and you're riding the skateboard, and you look around like, where'd mom and dad go? And you're lost, and you feel that sinking feeling like, I'm lost. How many of you have ever seen Toy Story, the movie Toy Story? The lost toy, you know? And whenever he was lost and he was separated, and he's like, I'm a lost toy, right? It's a crazy feeling. And it's almost like this surreal thing, this fear that comes on you. Like, I don't know what to do now. And pretty soon you hear, Toby! Or you hear your mom calling your name, hey! And you hear the voice and you're like, oh, I hear mom. And you keep, I'm here! Come this way. Here I am. And pretty soon, it's like Marco Polo. You know, you keep saying back and forth. And pretty soon, you find them. And it's like this, back to safety. Now is good. I'm not scared anymore. All right. And now you're like going to hang on to mom's hand because I'm not going to get lost in the store anymore. I mean, we went some places, some giant malls. I'm talking about malls that you could walk for days and not see all the stores. And you can imagine getting lost. It would just be like just crazy. And one time when Caitlin was younger, I don't want to embarrass her, but she got lost at Magic Springs. She was little. She got turned around. It was packed that day, and she was like, just crying, you know. And this was not last year. It might have been 2 years ago. No, I was kidding. She was a little bitty, and her mama was just like freaking out. I'm tackling somebody. Where's my baby? You know, and she was going all mama bear. She was about to rip somebody apart. And then she sees her daughter there with the worker, you know, and we connected, and she was, right? There's that safety. There's that peace that comes when you know you're in the right place at the right time with the right person. And when you have mom's hand, it's safe right there, right? See, when we say, God, lead us, lead me, God. It's like taking the big, mighty hand of God. And there's this comfort, there's this peace, there's this knowing that there's no way you're going to get lost because I'm holding my Father's hand. I know I'm going to be safe because I'm not going to lose my Father. He's with me. I'm with Him. I'm going His direction. This is why we pray, lead us, God. And so the question is, why do we need to pray for God's direction? Because we'll get lost in the maze without Him. We'll get lost without Him. This scripture, I believe, I want to read this scripture and I'll give you a few things out of it. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 22. It says, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into the new person by changing the way you think. That when that you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. See, when we connect with Him, when we say, God, lead us, direct us, hold us, He will begin to change the way you think so that now you will know His will. Do you get what I'm saying? When you connect with God, when you say, God, lead me every day, every hour, it begins to change the way you think so that no longer you are lost in the maze, but your mind is restored and you will find God's good, pleasing and perfect will. How many want to go into God's pleasing and perfect will for your life? How many want to walk right in to your purposes that God's called you? How many want to not waver and not go into the maze and keep bumping around? We want to hold God's hand and we want to find His direction. How many want that in your life? That's my prayer. God, let us find Your way and change the way we think, God. Cause us to know Your good, Your pleasing and perfect will. The second thing is, why do we pray to ask for God's direction? It helps us to learn His voice. See, just like earlier I said, you know, when our daughter, if you're lost in the store and you begin to cry out, Mama! You know, and then Mama starts hollering your name, right? She hollers and then you can hear her, that mom's voice, and there's stores loud, there's people everywhere, but you know mom's voice, and so I can hear mom, and so you begin to call for her and you find her, right? Because you've tuned into her voice. You've tuned into that, right? You know that voice, you know it well. I wanted to do a demonstration tonight. I was going to get somebody to come up here and blindfold them and have like obstacles for them to walk around. And then I was going to call them and give them direction, let them be cold their eyes and say, go left, go right, go left, go right. It's not hard to do when it's just one voice. But when all of you begin to yell at the same time, go left, go right, go left, go right, it's hard to hear the one voice, right? And so listen, God has called us to listen into His voice. So when we say, God, lead us, God, direct us, when we pray that every day, we begin to listen into His voice and we learn His voice. I love this scripture, John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. When God speaks, we learn His voice and we can follow Him. You want to be led and directed by God, you need to learn to hear His voice. So oftentimes when we pray, when we're praying this prayer, God, lead us, not in temptation, but deliver us, that leading of God is the voice of God that directs our life. How many want God's leading in your life, to not to the left, not to the right, but straight forward into His will? That is my desire for you. My desire is to know that always. Listen. It says, so lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So nextly, I want to talk about this. We also must pray the defeat of the enemy. If you're writing things down, write that down. We also need to pray the defeat of the enemy. Now listen, the enemy has already been defeated. I want you to understand this. He's already been defeated. Jesus defeated him, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave that night when he gave his life and he rose again. He destroyed the work. The power shifted in our favor because of that. Because we know Jesus and He knows that, because we are saved and set free from our sins, we have the authority over the enemy. But I'm telling you, the enemy wants to tell you that he still wins. He's still going to destroy you. Now, I want to tell you this. You have an enemy and he wants to kill you. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, you have an enemy. He wants to kill you. And, you know, recently in the news, you know, even in colleges close by and things, there's been suicides and there's been deaths and there's been tragedies and a lot of things that's going on. I want to tell you something. There's an enemy who wants to kill you, who wants to destroy your life, and who wants to see you fail. You know why? Because he's got to live eternity in hell. He can't die. He's cursed to hell. He wants to take everybody that he can with him. He wants to ruin your life so that you won't know Jesus. That's his plan. That's his purpose. That's his goal. Everything he does is to distort and distract and pull that way and destroy your life so that you won't know Jesus. That's his plan. You have an enemy. So we must pray the defeat of the enemy. He has already been defeated. I love this passage of scripture. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it. It's Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to look at this. I love this passage of scripture because it talks about the defeat of the enemy and how we feed him, how we fight this fight. See, we think we can fight with our muscles and with our mind and with our own strength, but I'm telling you, that will only get you so far, but it will not destroy the work of the enemy, because in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities in the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will resist the enemy in the time of the evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. How many want to stand firm on God's word? So listen, as you apply this principle and as we pray, so I love to pray each and every day, almost every day that I pray, I will talk to the enemy. I will tell me, you are defeated in my family. You are defeated in my life. You are defeated in my mind. You have no power, no control. And then even the rulers of darkness and wickedness in high places, we tear your kingdom down. We destroy your works and we we just say, the enemy, you are defeated. And so that's why I oftentimes pray that. I want to remind him of what Jesus did to him on that night. I want to remind him that we have the power of God through Christ Jesus to destroy his work and to see his kingdom fail and fall. And so I want to remind him when I pray so that you know, devil, that you have no place in my life. And maybe you need to pray that so that not only you remind the enemy, but you also remind yourself that you are victorious through Christ Jesus. How many of you say amen to that? Number six, the sixth key in the Lord's Prayer is this. Humility is the key. And this is also Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. It says, for yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever, forever and ever. Listen, humility is the key. You cannot be prideful and arrogant and think that you have it all figured out and walk into God's plan and kingdom, because you will fall. You will fail. The Bible says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. This is a great scripture. You can take this down. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 is, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you. He will lift you up in due season or in due time. God will lift you up. God will restore you. But if you will humble yourself, it is your kingdom, God. It is your power. It is your glory. It is yours, God. It is not mine. It is yours. So we humble ourselves before the Lord, and he lifts us up. It is not the lifting of our own strength. It is not the lifting of our own pride. Not the lifting of our own abilities. But it is God's power and purpose in our life that brings us to his will. Hallelujah. And I love this. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before. Anybody know what the last? Pride goes for what? Nope. Pride goes before destruction. Haughty spirit goes before the fall. A lot of people quote that wrong. It's not pride goes before the fall. It's pride goes before destruction. Haughty spirit before the fall. I want to tell you this, man. When you exalt your name, when you exalt yourself, when you think you're higher than you ought to think, then destruction is coming your way. When you're like, I got it going on, just be prepared. You're going to trip. A fall is coming your way. We must be humble. Humility is the key. It's your kingdom. It is your power. It is your glory, Jesus. Psalms chapter 115. I love this passage. Psalm chapter 115, verse 1, it says, not to us, but to your name be the glory. I love that scripture. Not to us, God, but your name be the glory. See, oftentimes we have to pray these things. So maybe when I'm praying this, I'm praying your kingdom come, your will be done, your purposes, your plans, your power. It is you, God. Not to me, God, but your name be glorified. Not me be glorified, but you be glorified. How many of you have heard Pastor Stephen pray that? I pray that not my kingdom, not my will, not what I want, but your power, your kingdom. It is you. You are the one. It is you, God. So we declare this in our prayer, and because it enables God's power to come under us and over us and in us and through us to bring his will to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is humility that is the key to God's kingdom. It is humility that is the key to God's kingdom. Number seven. You say, what's left in this scripture? There's nothing left. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever. There is one word left at the end of the Lord's Prayer, and it's amen. Amen. You think amen is just that's just the dinner bell. Amen. Time to eat. Amen. Time to eat. Right? You're just waiting for that amen. You got that fork with a first bite already on it, waiting for amen. It's like the gun at the starting blocks. Pow! I'm going to eat. That's what you think amen is. Amen is just to complete the sentence. It's just to finish the prayer. It's just to stop to what we're doing. But I'm here to tell you that amen is not just the end of something, but amen is an agreement with God. Amen is my faith is a yes. I believe what you said is true. Yes, the word says that the word amen literally means yes. It literally means so be it. Let it happen. Do it, God. I believe you. Yes, Lord. Amen. And so when you finish your prayer, you say, God, I believe. I trust you. My faith is in you. My hope is in you. I believe, God, in you. I believe in you. The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. So we must let our amen come loudly. We must let our amen say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, it is you, God. So be it, Lord. Let your will be done. Faith is in my yes. Faith is in my yes. Faith is in my yes to Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your plan. My faith comes, Lord, through the yes. Through the yeses, God. Yes to you. Yes to your will. All the promises of God are yes and amen through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let your will be done. Yes, God. I agree with you. I agree with you. Your will be done. your kingdom come. Why don't you stand with me? Let's do this right here. We're going to pray. We're going to pray like we've never prayed before. And listen, I want you, all of you guys in this room, this is the starting part. You're on the starting blocks, and it's time to begin to pray over your life, over your family, over circumstances, over things. And we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallow and praise. Praise to you, God. We praise you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. We praise you because you have changed our lives forever, God, because you are a good God. Your name is holy, and you are a righteous King, and you are my salvation, and your name is healer. Your name is deliverer. Your name is shepherd, and all that I need is found in you. I praise you, Jesus, and I thank you, Lord, that you are in heaven, that you are in control, and that you have purposed things and planned things over my life. Hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Lord, I pray, God, you do what you want to do. Lord, I thank you that you provide, Lord. It is your provision. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not my ability to provide for me, but it is your power to provide for me. It is your provision, God. It is your provision. And God, we thank you for the pardon. We thank you that Jesus laid down his life that I can be free. And so today we lay down our own guilt and shame, and we say, God, we are yours. And Lord, we also release those who we have held against, and we say, God, forgive them. God, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. We pardon them of the things they've done to us, God. We don't hold on to that any longer. And Lord, we thank you for your protection. We thank you, Lord, that you lead us into calm waters, into still places, into your peace, into your joy. And God, that you cause us to come up. We thank you, God, that you have protected us from the works of the enemy. And we just declare to you, we just give you notice, enemy. No longer will you have control over our minds, our thoughts, our circumstances, our lives. You have been defeated by Jesus. And so I stand on your head tonight declaring you are defeated in my life. And I thank you, Jesus, because it is your power, it is your kingdom, it is your glory, and I lift it up and I declare, God, right now, so be it, Lord. Let your will be done, and I say yes to your will, yes to your plans, yes to your purposes. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. Hallelujah.